This is the local VK5 news segment.
Good morning and welcome to the WAA VK5 news segment, brought to you by VK5 WOW. Did you notice the call sign change? This is the special event call sign promoting this year's WAA AGM and convention being held here in Harndorf on the 19th to the 21st of May. This year, the event is striving to promote the future of amateur radio. Your VK5 radio clubs would like to invite everyone to come on down and participate in what will be a fantastic showcase of amateur radio technology and techniques. Indeed, we want you to come and discover the magic of radio and explore areas of the hobby that you've not ventured into before. We are aiming to showcase a variety of areas, and hopefully one will lead you to that genuine realisation of wonder and inspiration, that wow moment when you realise what is actually possible in this hobby. The event will also help you with a narrative you can use when describing amateur radio to people who have not come across it before. This was the background we chose behind the call sign, VK5 Whiskey Oscar Whiskey. To promote this theme, the WIA AGM and Convention Award has been created. To qualify for the general award, you need to work that call sign, VK5WOW, at least 5 times. Using at least 2 different modes or channels to promote the diversity of radio. For example, you could work us on RTTY and SSB, or maybe on VHF Echolink, or maybe on digital modes such as JT65 or even CW. Alternatively, you could try and work the call sign when it's active from at least 1 park in the VKFF or VK5 Parks Award locations. That variety is needed to give you the 2 options to qualify for the award. To help you on your way to achieving the award, the 40 and 80 metre callbacks today and every Sunday up until the end of the event will be using VK5WOW. Providing your call and an exchange of signal reports will qualify the contact with the callback station for the award. We hope to extend this to several of the other callbacks over the coming weeks as well. Full conditions for the award are available on the WIA website in the awards section, as well as on the event's Facebook page. The Northeast Radio Club website is also keeping a track of planned activations, so look under the VK5WOW tab there for times and places. Keep a watch also on the clusters, as the event call will be self-spotted. Look out and work VK5WOW as many times as you can between now and the event to qualify. We want to get the whole state talking about VK5WOW, and we would love to see lots of South Australians come down to the various events across the AGM and convention weekend. Spread the word, work the call sign, qualify for the award, and most importantly, book some time over the 19th to the 21st of May to get involved. We'd love to see you. Now, here's the VK5 news brought to you by the Radio Clubs of South Australia. This is VK5WOW for the WAA Sunday Morning Broadcast.
Now, news from the Northeast Radio Club.
Hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5KLD, with this week's news from the Northeast Radio Club. Well, I hope you enjoyed your night off last Friday night and that you spent your time working DX or perhaps constructing a new project. The next general meeting of the Northeast Radio Club is on Friday the 12th of May, and it will be a talk on the history of police communications and trunking radio networks. So come along on Friday the 12th of May for that very interesting lecture. The next Tech Night will be held on Friday the 28th of April, and it will be a presentation by our guru-in-chief, namely Rob, VK5RC, and it's going to be about integrated circuits for use in amateur radio. So that should be a very informative night. So come along Friday the 28th of April for the next Northeast Radio Club Technical Night. And don't forget that the Northeast Radio Club meetings are held at the Modbury West Community Hall, Capulet Crescent, Modbury West, and the hall opens up at 7:15pm for a 7:30pm start. There's plenty of parking and there's tea, coffee and soft drinks available on the night. So everybody's welcome to come along and I hope to see you there. Now don't forget that the North East Radio Club Buy and Sell will be on Saturday the 22nd of April. And, that's next Saturday. God, where's the year gone to? I don't know, I'm beginning to think that there's some time-travelling aliens that break into my place when I'm asleep and steal bits of my life away. God, where's the year gone? I don't know. Anyway, next Saturday, the 22nd of April, will be the North East Radio Club Buy and Sell. Entry will be $5, and if you want a table, it will be $10. It's at the North East Radio Club Meeting Hall at Capulet Crescent, Modbury. The doors open for buyers at noon, but we'll have the sausage sizzle going before then. So you can get there early and have lunch and build up your strength for some serious purchasing. Yes, don't forget, next Saturday, the 22nd of April, the North East Radio Club Buy and Sell. I hope to see as many of you there as possible. Well, that's all for this week. 73s and good DX from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with the news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. This week's segment is being brought to you from overseas. I'm in Tasmania. Our hard-working editor, John, VK5EMI, is helping me by taking over sending out the mass emails. Thanks again, John. You're doing a good job. If you do not wish to receive these emails, ask John to take you off the email list. Wyson is looking for volunteers to help out with the Rally of the Heartland over two weekends. The first is the weekend of the 2nd to the 4th of June. The second will be known as the Light Force Rally, the Rally of the Heartland, September 15th to 17th. If you would like to help out, get in touch with Lewis Coleshill at rally@wyson.org.au. The monthly meetings are held on the third Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. Everyone's welcome, AHARS, members and friends. The April meeting on the 20th will be the annual members buy and sell. I'm sure some of you have items you no longer or perhaps have never used. Turn these items into cash or press some other goods you would like on the day. May 18th, Gerard, VK5ZQV, will tell us about his visits to Friedrichshafen ham radio conventions held each year in Germany. The WIA AGM and convention at Handorf is on the 19th to the 21st of May. If you've not yet booked, get onto the WIA website and see what technical sessions and demonstrations are being offered. You can attend for just one day or part of a day if something interests you. The AHARS Shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. The shack is open on the second Saturday of every month for a social morning. Admission is via gold coin, donation with tea and coffee provided. The fourth Saturday of each month, AHARS has a technical session. We have cancelled the fourth Saturday session for the shack from the 22nd of April because it's on the same day as the North East Radio Club's annual buy and sell. I know many VK5s look forward to this event each year. Another regular event is the luncheon at the Blackwood RSL, Brighton Parade, Blackwood. These are held on the second and fourth Fridays of the month. No need to book, be there by 11:45 for a 12 noon start. If you miss out on this on-air broadcast, you can always go to the North East Radio Club website and either listen to it or download an MP3 file to listen to later. http://northeastradioclub.org.au. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or send a text message to 0428 835 621, and I'll get back to you. That's all for this week. I can get back to my holiday. Catch you next week.
And now from Wyson, South Australia.
Good morning. This is Nick, VK5ZAT, with some dates and notes for Wyson members and others that may be interested in attending our AGM and or helping out with coming events. The AGM will be held on Friday the 5th of May at the Scout SA Centre for Adventurous Activities, Anderson Avenue, Glenelg North, from 19:30. Please RSVP to Andrew McMichael, Secretary at sawysen.org.au, for catering purposes. A discussion forum on past and future of Wysen SA, what do you want it to be, will be held before supper and the AGM. This year, YSEN SA is providing a radio safety net to competitors and officials at two car rallies and a horse endurance ride. Charlie McEachern, VK5KDK, has had to retire from organising these events for YSEN SA due to a health issue. We thank Charlie for the fantastic job he has done over the years. Louis Coleshill, VK5FLY, agreed to be the organiser for the car rallies on behalf of YSEN SA. Louis can be contacted via rally@sa.ysen.org.au. Firstly, the Rally of the Heartland, 3rd and 4th of June. This event is aimed at classic car competitors. The rally is a 350-kilometre event compact loop based on the Hallettborough area, with long special stages on bulletproof roads, all with special stage setup. Stages through wind farms are a special feature. The event will run on just the Saturday and Sunday and is also a round of the SARC on the Saturday. All categories will do a very long 70-kilometre plus night stage. Officials can camp on the course at a local property owner's venue. Cheap, big skies, fires, barbecue, what could be better? The rally will be known as Light Force Rally SA, the Rally of the Heartland. Secondly, the ARC round, 15th and 16th of September 2017. This event is our traditional one and is the SA round of the Australian Rally Championship. It is also an SARC round. The rally is a 190-kilometre competitive event based in Mount Crawford. The event will run on 2 days, Friday afternoon and night for the Nationals only, and Saturday the SARC round with all entrants. The event will be known as Light Force Rally SA. Details on how to register for either or both events are on the YSEN SA website. The horse endurance ride is the Tom Quilty Gold Cup national competition with 200 horses competing on a 160-kilometre course at Warinna on July 7. If you are interested in assisting YSEN in providing safety communications for this event, please contact Louis Coleshill or myself, Nick McLean, VK5ZAT, at rally@sa.ysen.org.au. This email address can be found on the YSEN website. To recap, 4 dates for those interested: the AGM on Friday the 5th of May, the Rally of the Heartland the 3rd and 4th of June, the Horse Endurance Ride on Friday, July 7, and the ARC round Friday the 15th and Saturday the 16th of September. Good morning and thank you.
And let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, once again bringing you the weekly news from the South East Radio Group. As we listen to this, the Tekel Port Lincoln Auto Sprint will be commencing its second and final day. Run for the first time this Easter, we hope that the event has gone well so far and proves to be a winner for the city. The Surge has a small team up there for the event. Charles, VK5HD, Greg, VK5ZGY and the team have gone to capture all the video action for the weekend, and I'm sure that the results will be brilliant. Our group was treated to a very interesting and thorough presentation at our last activity night, with Peter, VK5KBF, giving us a talk on his recently installed NBS 10-metre tilt-over crank-up mast. Very well engineered and very safe in use, it is probably an ideal means of getting decent antennas up in the air with the ability to quickly bring them down to a safe height if any work is required or a storm is looming. Peter is very impressed with his and we all enjoyed his presentation. Thank you for another well-prepared and documented talk, Peter. Thanks also go to Peter and the rest of the repeater team for their recent efforts in restoring the Narracourt repeater to working condition following equipment failure. Another good team effort. All the links are now working correctly again as well. It looks as though winter has arrived with a vengeance, and so it must be time to get out in the weather and erect new antennas. Come on, everyone knows that antennas will only work properly if they're put up in bad weather. Redesign the shack and build some projects. Personally, I hope to get back out in the park or two shortly, as the VK5 Parks Activation Anniversary Weekend has rekindled the fire a bit. I've been playing around with the new multiband antenna for portable use, and as it needs a bit more work yet, I'm keen to try it out. Just for the record, it will be a Seebeck dipole fed with 450 ohm ladder line to my KX3. Planning for our 53rd annual convention continues, and this year the dinner is on again. If you would like to attend, please book your places by sending the number of people, preferably with call signs or names, to Andrew, VK5, Foxtrot, Alpha, Whiskey, Sierra, at faws@internode.on.net. I say again, faws@internode.on.net. Dinner will be an entree, choice of two mains, choice of dessert, and we've been able to keep the cost at $25 per head again this year. If any of you who wish to attend the dinner have special needs, that is vegan, lactose or gluten intolerant, etc., please let us know how many special meals will be required in your group and what they need in your booking email. Payment may be made via bank deposit, but you must state on the deposit that it is for the dinner. Andrew VK5KET is handling all entries for the fox hunts, and entries for this should be emailed to him at vk5ket@wia.org.au, stating the number of people in your team and their call signs or names. Andrew's email again, vk5ket@wia.org.au. Bank deposits for the fox hunts must contain reference fox hunt on the deposit. Bank details will be notified via return email on receipt of your dinner or fox hunt booking entry. That brings me to a stop for this week. The members of the Southeast Radio Group wish you all a great week, and I say 7-3 from Serge.
And now, some notes from AREG, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
Good morning. The next meeting of the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group will be held on this coming Friday, the 21st of April, at the Reedbeds Community Hall, Fulham. The talk for the evening will be Introducing HF Wire Antennas. Continuing with our Beginners series of presentations this year, this month we will have Chris, VK5SA, who will talk us through the basics of the simple HF wire antenna. He will be explaining the characteristics of a set of simple to build yet effective HF antennas that anyone can make, often for less than $100 worth of materials. He will show you the merits and limitations of several of them, including basic dipoles, offset center fed dipole, inverted V, fan dipole, and the terminated folded dipole. Samples of how to build many of these will also be on hand for people to take a look at. So, if you are new to amateur radio or would just like some more information on some of the HF wire antennas that you can build yourself, come along to this meeting. Everyone is invited, as visitors are most welcome. Saturday, April the 22nd, the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group is planning another balloon launch, supporting and focused on amateur radio. It should take place at the Riverland Radio Club's VK5 BRL weekend event at Overland Corner Hotel in the Riverland. It has been some time since the flying repeater was heard on air, so it was felt that it was time to dust it off and put it on air again. Final details of the flight and frequencies are still being determined. However, it is expected currently that the repeater will receive on 2 metres and transmit back on 70 centimetres, much the same as LEO satellites, but without the Doppler shift. As we will be flying from Overland Corner instead of near Adelaide, coverage at Apogee should almost reach Canberra. Contacts between Melbourne and Adelaide through the balloon should definitely be possible. Another plug for a special event to put into your diaries. The Australian Contesting Technical College, presented by Trent Sampson, VK4TS. On Friday afternoon, the 19th of May at 3 p.m, AREG will be hosting this special event immediately prior to the WIA AGM in Adelaide. This once-in-a-lifetime event is open to anyone with an interest in amateur radio contesting. So, if you have an interest in contesting and you would like some pointers from experienced contesters, then put May the 19th into your diary and come along to this special event. There it is, folks. Remember, the next AREG meeting is this coming Friday, the 21st of April, at the Reedbeds Hall, Fitch Road, Fulham, doors opening at 7:30 p.m. Everyone is most welcome. After the main presentation, tea, coffee and supper will be available, followed by the general meeting. Hope to see you there. Further detailed information may be found on AREG's web pages at www.areg.org.au. 73 from Ben, VK5BB, for the Amateur Radio Experimenters Group.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.